Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen gets rid of the football, looking into the end zone, and it's intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. And coming up with it is Ifeatu Melifonwu.
Just consistency, rhythm, I think, overall. You know, in order to really dissect today's performance, I'd have to look at it. But I felt like there were some things, and there were some times where we weren't open. So it's a combination of the two.
Fakes the handoff, back to pass, looking deep down the right sideline. He's got Waddle in the end zone for the touchdown. He beat Max Hairston in a one-on-one matchup.
It's not that the guys weren't trying out there. That's not what I'm saying, and that's not what I was alluding to before the bye. It's come out and control the game early and play a certain way with a certain style, and we didn't do that today.
Hand off to Achan, looking to cut it back. Gets through a hole and into the secondary. Still loose, and he's going to go the distance. Max Hairston trying to track him down. Trips him up, but he's into the end zone for a 59-yard touchdown run, and that'll put this one to bed.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Football Monday. Lines remain open at 803-0550. Later this hour, we'll get you Joe Brady's comments from earlier today. If you missed Sean McDermott, his press conference, or Sal's visit, check those out on the Odyssey app to catch up. Before we get back to calls, I wanted to make sure I didn't forget to bring this up. So once in a while, you just sort of hear a stat and can't believe it. So I'm in my car yesterday when... Don't go shopping on Sunday mornings, by the way. Just too crowded. Get if you can, get it in different day of the week.
I went Sunday morning and the parking lot was a little full, but I enjoyed the hustle and the bustle of my dashes. So
do
I didn't
not
have any problem.
Enjoy those things.
Yeah.
I'd like it on a Wednesday morning or something. Anyway, I'm on my way home from the store, and I'm listening to the network broadcast of Colts Falcons, which again, in this case, employed the British announcer.
Oh, okay. Right.
So
it was a network radio.
Network radio.
Right. Okay.
And the Colts were going in, it was whatever, third quarter, maybe fourth quarter. They were going in, the announcer says something about how they have some streak going Indianapolis of like 71 consecutive trips to the red zone where they scored. Like they had, and the streak was broken on this series. They were stopped on fourth down.
Wow.
Then the next time around, it's Atlanta who gets the ball, and it's third and something, and they don't make it. And one of the announcers says, "Can you believe that we are into the fourth quarter of this game and neither team has converted a third down?"
That's right.
You knew that.
Yeah, I was watching.
So they brought that up on TV?
Yes, they did.
I just, you know what I did? My buddy in NFL Esoterica, Sal, like I know Sal's working, he might be on the air right now, but I got to text Sal this. I've got to tell him, "Did you know that this game is in the fourth quarter and neither team has a third down conversion
yet. And
it's
not like it was 6-5 or something. Like, right. It was, you know, it wasn't a fireworks show, but it was, you know, it was a normal football game.
Exactly. It wasn't the blizzard or the wind game.
Right.
But shortly after texting him that, Indianapolis does convert a third down. Atlanta didn't. And then there must have been another. The stats for the game, the Colts went 2-for-12 on third and 2-for-4 on fourth. And the Colts went 0-for-8, 0-for-0.
Falcons, yeah.
Okay. The Falcons, sorry.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
How about that? Is that amazing to you?
Yes.
For a good game?
Yep.
It was a good game. For a good game.
Yeah, it was.
Dev.
It was a good competitive game. Yeah, I missed a little chunk of it because I went to the store. I often will do on a Sunday morning. And so I missed a bit, but I did not realize that was the case until they mentioned it. And at some point in the third quarter, it came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that takes some doing.
That's pretty rare. Do you know, I couldn't find this out. I haven't found this out yet. Do you know the last Bills game where the Bills were shut out into the fourth quarter? Would it have been the shutout when Allen was a rookie? Or is there another game since then where?
I feel like there was something post him being a rookie. But I don't remember. It was mentioned yesterday. But I don't have it.
Okay.
But I feel like it's more recent than 2018.
Okay. 2018 Bills.
Yeah, I got it. There's a Jet game. There's a Jet game at the Jets.
The opener?
No, I don't.
That could have been it. That could have been one.
That's 23, right? Is that
20? No, I'm thinking of C.J. Mosley.
Okay.
Where they came back and won with John Brown. So maybe 19.
Yeah, okay.
19 opener.
Okay.
Maybe. Anyway.
Yeah. Zach is nodding. Yeah, that's it. 19 opener. I thought it was more recent than that even. But okay.
And they won.
Yeah, right.
It might have been 16 also. 16 nothing. Anyway, 18 Bills, the Allen rookie year. They made a list today that I saw that was about the Jets. How the Jets are one of the all-time worst, well, not more recent than this, first nine games, how few passing yards they have. They're averaging like 140 passing yards a game. And the 18 Bills were on that list of teams. But the Bills jump off the page there because through nine games, they had 3 touchdown passes and 16 picks. No wonder there were doubters. Proven wrong. Let's go to Shane here. Hi, Shane.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I know that we were talking about, like, in the off season, how Brandon Bean was trying to, like, create these receivers in the aggregate. We were making, like, the Moneyball reference. And, you know, they signed Curtis Samuel 2 years ago. He's getting 60 catches a season before he shows up here. Elijah Moore last season, like, 60 catches. I don't think anyone thinks that these guys are, like, fantastic wide receivers. I don't think anyone was anticipating they were going to be fantastic receivers. But at a minimum, I was hoping that, you know, every other game we could get, like, one of these guys to, like, you know, 3-4 catches, 75 yards and a touchdown.
One play.
Right?
Right.
Just to balance the offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone projected that it was going to be this bad. But, like, if Josh Palmer's healthy, can I get, like, every four games, like, 3-for-75 and a touchdown? Like, is that too much to ask? Because, I mean, we're stuck with what we're stuck with. It is what it is. I don't think Mecole Hardman's going to be the answer. But I don't know. I'm still optimistic. I just think a lot of this, like, lands on Joe Brady.
Yeah,
keep him open.
I like your point. That's all I would want, too, or need. That's all I would need, too. Good point. Well put. One of these guys that... You're who I have.
Yeah.
Can I get a play out of you every couple of games? Elijah Moore has 8 catches this year for 115 and 0.
Oh, but just wait. Those end of rounds are going to pop.
You know, but like, you know, Samuel has 5 catches for the year. Shavers has 7. I'm with this guy. Figure out some way. They're not the worst players.
No.
Like, you're talking about Moore. There's enough. He did have 60 catches last year and the year before for Cleveland.
I said earlier, I'm ready to put Coleman over there and get the accomplished NFL veteran receivers you've got on your team on the field more often, and just stop with all the shuttling in and out. Like, just give me more Samuel and Shakir. I know it might be like the shortest receiver group in the history of the league or something, but this obsession with Coleman being their leader in snap count, it is not working. And so maybe there's enough now, a change. Maybe they will make a change. I don't know, but I am at, you want to know what kind of break glass in case of emergency state I'm in? I'm at, go ahead and call up Gabe Davis and put him in Coleman's spot. I'm done trying to validate the draft pick. Now, they will probably die a lot harder on that than me, because that's on their records, not mine. I'm just a guy that yells on the radio. But it's an L. Right now, it's an L, and I don't know how much longer you can wait to keep trying it. You want to put him in the red zone because you want to try your fade down there? Okay. But 75% or more of the snaps for that guy, and he's lollygagging through routes now? Routes, right?
You still don't know.
I don't know.
What you want to
do. I don't know what I want to do.
I don't either with that. I like routes.
That is just not okay, man. It is not okay. To me, they need to pivot.
I like routes. It's but it's not Route 66.
Right.
It's Route 66.
That's right. 66.
There's even a song that says so.
Yep.
But it's also it's not Dan Fouts.
Well, you bring
it's not Dan Fouts, is it?
You bring, I always called him Fouats.
It's not Dan Fouts. It's Fouts. Brian is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so kind of dovetailing off of what the last caller said. I mean, I just watch these games, and I just don't know how in 2025 we have truncated this offense down to where every single one of our pass catchers, they only have like one play, one route that they run. Kincaid, the intermediate over, that's the only route that guy runs. Shakir, we all know it, it's the tunnel screen, and they're going to that like four times a game, and that's not an exaggeration. I mean, you've got more. It's a bubble screen, or he runs that jet sweep, and we lose yards on the jet sweep every time. Check on Sunday. Samuel, same thing. It's like a bubble screen, if that. Coleman, of course, four times a game we go to that jump ball isolation play. That's 1 for 8. I mean, his hit rate is sub 20% on that. And then Josh Palmer just goes to me into the bucket of a million free agent wide receivers we've had here, where they'll catch maybe two passes a game, but they have absolutely no role. And I just don't know how we've gotten to this point where you don't even develop the players we have. So it's kind of like what Bulldog just said. I mean, these guys are not. This is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's not like you've just dragged up some practice squad players. I mean, Elijah Moore's a second-round pick, and Samuel's a third-round pick, and, I mean, you got Gabe Davis is a fourth round. I mean, these guys are at least good enough where other teams would have drafted them. And I don't know how we've gotten to this point where it's so paint by numbers on this offense. You can't even think of any other spacing or any other routes that are run, let alone the lollygagging nature of it and the dome over the top of it because you don't have anybody running deep. So when McDermott just says, hey, we're just going to practice is harder, we're going to learn from mistakes, and it's like I just have to accept that, I guess, as a fan, that like it's not going to get changed, like we're just going to try and win it this way, and it's not even an optimized death by a thousand cuts anymore.
We'll see if this week is something more dramatic because it was a loss that probably shocked them, and they had come off a really good showing last week. Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, right. I mean, they on both sides of the ball, I would give them A pluses for their plan and the execution of the plan against the Chiefs, offense and defense. Was great, and it just fell apart yesterday. What's more, I think, concerning and might be the impetus to see some sort of change here, whether it's in snap count or just schematically, is they're going to be down Kincaid for a while. And like that's week to week. And even though he isn't on the field that much, he is like the only version of a guy that is approaching easy button status. And not that the Shakir tunnel screen is a difficult pass to execute, but like as far as like something downfield goes, Kincaid is it. And without him, they might have to really get creative about figuring out ways, and maybe that'll lead to them having to scheme people open more, and maybe that'll be the thing that just sort of kicks everything back into gear and gets a couple of guys off. Maybe Palmer comes back. That offsets losing Kincaid maybe a little, but Kincaid has been the only answer they've really had consistently all year, and he's been in and out of the lineup, and he's out again.
Thanks to a listener who sent this in through Twitter. The Bills in that Sunday night game 2 years ago against the Giants also did not score a point until the fourth quarter, like yesterday.
So that's 23. Okay, I thought I saw 23, but I didn't have it. So thank you to that listener for doing that.
Giants game.
Yep.
Wow, that was quite a night too.
Yeah.
That was the kind of the end for Dorsey was right after, shortly after that.
Right, that was the game before the Denver game, maybe.
A few games before.
Okay.
But they go to New England and lose to Mac Jones, right. And then you have Tampa as a Hail Mary away, and then Denver.
And the Giant game was Tyrod Taylor at the goal line almost, rather with a chance to tie, maybe,
win.
Or even win. Okay.
Yeah. 1 yard for the win. And they didn't go to Barkley. They threw to Darren Waller. Incomplete. Here's John next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I want to talk about Joe Brady and what I would consider his small ball philosophy, everybody eats. And everyone's talking about, you know, we need a number one wideout. And we had one in Diggs. And when Brady came on board, Diggs' production went down significantly. So I'm wondering what you guys think about if we did have a true number one wideout, would Brady really know how to effectively utilize a number one?
Oh, we lost you. Well, it's not an accident that they don't. I mean, it's a philosophical shift, and I have never had any reason to think Brady, McDermott were at all on board with it. And if it happened to couple with Diggs having worn out his welcome here, so be it. But it not only does it sort of all make sense in that way, they've also won a lot of games this way. So
yep.
While they're we're arguing every day about what they're not, you wonder if the Bills, and we know what Brandon Bean has said, and even McDermott and Brady, how much time they sit around grousing about what they're not. You know, you're better off just trying to lean into what you're good at.
Right.
And well, they do that.
And now we know, I've suspected for a while that McDermott, you brought it up very much right at the outset of today's show, how he sounded a few weeks ago about the receiving core and the passing offense in general. And I felt like he was trying to make a point. And maybe even to a degree, turning the heat up on Brandon Bean And like I don't want to take credit for like connecting dots here, but we know what the reporting was about the trade deadline now. Like, so for whatever choices they had made then, clearly they made those choices and they decided to foist this everybody eats thing upon the team, or maybe the team generated themselves, whatever. But that's been the philosophy, and they made shirts or hats, and okay, great, bravo. It's widely reported now. I won't say known, reported. You don't have to believe the reporting that the Bills were very aggressive, and Jaylen Waddle specifically. So whatever they believed, I think that's evolved. But the bottom line is they are at a point where we're hoping Cabe Davis can come off the practice squad to rescue them, and then maybe Mecole Hardman now, instead of Jaylen Waddle or Chris Olave or Brian Thomas Jr. or even Rashid Shaheed. That's we're left with that. And we'll see how that works. But whatever they thought then, I think they recognized a shortcoming and basically a miss on their build and tried to address it and failed.
I just wonder, this we're not going to probably ever get, or at least for a long time. I just wonder what their chronology was when it came to trade negotiations. Like you mentioned the other day, could they have gotten to Shaheed, but they thought they could do better?
Yeah.
And how open were the Dolphins to this idea at all with Waddle? Like, was there a series of they just fired their GM last week, for what it's worth. I mean, whoever was in that spot is someone new to negotiate with. Was there back and forth? Or like, were the Bills, no, we're not doing better than this reported 27 first or third and that? Mm-hmm. Like, do they go back to the Dolphins and try to talk them into it? I mean, I'd sooner expect Miami to be like, no, we're not interested. You're Buffalo. But maybe that's not correct. The order of events there, did the Bills leave someone else over there, mm-hmm, because they thought they had this guy, like they had a shot at this guy? And what is Quinnen Williams in this too? Like, so defensive tackle, not to be ignored here. This goes back to, you know, whether you wanted to believe the draft rumors the day of the draft. I right. admit to thinking about that, you know, yesterday. Like, we know they love him, I think. Mm-hmm. So was that another, you're not trading both your firsts, I think, for these two, like,
or even so a one and a two. Room. Yeah, yeah.
What was the pecking order, I wonder?
Yeah, it does make sense to me with the timing, just to, like, fill it out here. I mean, Shaheed was done before lunchtime, right? The deadline's at 4 o'clock. So that's, you know, early enough in the day that if the Bills were in on that or interested in being in on that, I would understand if a person in Brandon Bean's position was like, oh, I'm talking to Jacksonville, I'm talking to New Orleans about Olave, not Shaheed, and I'm talking to Miami about Waddle. I'm going to pull somebody into the boat here. And, you know, maybe it's not a receiver, but well, Quinnen Williams, they certainly have a need there. And none of it got done. I could see, like, sort of a 4 and a 6, like, it's not a lot to pay for Shaheed, but what is he really doing for you? Yes, he has an element that you're lacking, but any of those other guys are more fully formed, bigger ideas. And I could see Bean wanting to go, I don't know, let them have Shaheed. I'm working on this. And then this blew up.
Shaheed may be just, in the end, too similar to someone, say, like Mecole Hardman, who's just sort of sitting there,
yeah,
available to you. I don't know. Shaheed debuted for Seattle, one catch?
One catch, 3 yards, 2 carries, 20 yards.
But they won big. That game was over.
Yeah, they cruised.
Very early. Joe Brady met with the media today. We'll have that press conference for you next here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.